Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer here live at the SiriusXM studios at the Wynn in Las Vegas with the exceptional co-hosts of mine. And we are blessed to have my friend Sasha from Pretty Little Liars and Shark Boy and Lava Girl, or Lava Girl and Shark Boy. She's an incredible actress, but now an entrepreneur with Hippie Water. Thank you for joining us.
I'm always happy to be here with you.
We love you. And there he is, Stefano Sinacropi, the world's leading spinal surgeon and author, speaker, and entrepreneur. What a pleasure it is to have you back on Office Hours.
Always great to be with you here, Dave. Always great to be here.
You bring it. And finally, our anchor woman. She is part of my family, so there's nothing less to say than she is exceptional herself. Leah Notarini, thanks for being here again.
It's so good to be here with you, Dave.
All right, let's rock and roll. There's nobody to rock and roll with but the amazing, oh my gosh, 2 times X Game gold medalist, entrepreneur, speaker, professional skateboarder, champion skateboarder, from the Maloof Cup to many other championships, my man, Greg Lutzka. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thanks for having me, David. How's everything going, brother?
Fantastic now that you're here. So it's always good to see you. And like it seems everyone else, you got a new TV show launching on Fuel TV. And it's number 3 of Next Gen Skateboarding. And it's May 10th on Fuel TV. But what I like about it, it's more than just a skateboard show. It's about empowering people in the profession. And you teach so many great lessons in that show. And you have gone from a great mentee to a great mentor. And the show has a lot of mentoring in it. How important is the messages and the lessons of the show beyond the entertaining skateboarding that exists from the world's best skateboarders?
Well, thank you, David. Yeah, so basically we're working now in season 3. I started the show with Fuel TV 3 years ago as a pilot, and it took off. Now it's rated top 3 on the network, which is great. Fuel's doing amazing things. We just did a big partnership with Roku. We're also on Sling TV, Direct TV, Fubo TV, Samsung Plus. So anyone gets a Samsung TV gets the show. And you know, it's something different, man. It's a competition and elimination show, and it's all about bringing up the next generation of skateboarders. So, you know, it starts off with 10 kids. Amateurs, and you know, they're going to the rankings to be pro, and you know, each episode they get eliminated, and then you know, at the end there's a grand prize winner. And you know, I'm the main host of the show. I'm, you know, a part owner of the show, so you know, I helped create the whole thing and actually went to Fuel TV with the idea of it, and they loved it, you know, and it's been growing ever since we launched this thing, and we got huge sponsors on boards. Dodge Cars is one of our big sponsors, their main title sponsor of ours. And I'm just excited about just helping out the next generation of skateboarders, giving them the opportunity, because, you know, in my career, I feel like I got so much opportunity through guys like Rodney Mullen and Chet Thomas and a lot of big names in skateboarding. So it's just great to give back to that next generation.
First of all, it's amazing. And it's an honor to meet you. I have a 5-year-old son and he's already getting into skateboarding. What do you hope the next generation gets out of this show?
You know, for me, it's like, you know, I moved from the Midwest to Southern California to follow my dream, to do what I love to do. And, you know, I guess you could say, like, I just want to see every other kid that wants to get sponsored and turn pro and come out with their name on a skateboard or shoes and have product, you know, out there that other people can buy. And, you know, at the end of the day, I guess more just, you know, to me, it's like figuring out what you love to do. And if skateboarding is what you love to do, I'd love to give you that, help you get that opportunity to do this for a living. So, you know, you feel like you're never working a day in your life and you're doing exactly what you love to do, and being able to travel the world. And skateboarding has brought me so much opportunity. I'm just stoked to help out that next generation and give them that opportunity and see them succeed and do what they love to do.
I relate to that a lot, finding what you love to do. That is something that, you know, I've been really lucky from a very young age to do the same. I feel like skateboarding can give you a lot of great perspectives on life in general. What has skateboarding done for you as far as shaping you as a person? What has it given you that you think that kids need?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's, you know, skateboarding is one of those things, you never get the trick first try. You're always falling down. Yeah. It's taught me, you know, how to fail and get back up and how to succeed, you know, and if you can fall on your skateboard, you know, 40, 50 times in a row and then finally land that trick and roll away, I mean, that's like one of the best feelings. But you can adapt that to everyday life. So like I do that with business. I do that with investments and real estate. You know, I've done a lot of great investments. I've also didn't run my numbers at times investing in properties and took a loss. And there's actually a property I just sold that I took a little bit of a loss on. You know, and long story short, it's like, that's what skateboarding has taught me. You know, you fail, you get back up and you get back in the ring and then you succeed, you know? So, that's one big thing that skateboarding has taught me is how to actually fall and fail and then get back up and go win.
Or as they say in skateboarding, short story long. But anyway, Steph, what are you thinking?
So I think that's great. I'm going to just piggyback off of that. You know, you have had an amazing career. I mean, 2-time gold medalist. I mean, the list goes on and on. I can't even read this thing. It's so long. But, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, I'm just going to piggyback off her question. You know, I'm a spine surgeon, and you know, I've had the privilege of doing so many surgeries. I've done 10,000 surgeries in my career. And now I'm translating that into other areas of business and really trying to get people a handle on their own health and just doing all kinds of different things. You have talked about, you know, making the mistakes and going through it. But at the end of the day, you really had to nail all those little movements and things. And it can only be done by doing volume. And it's the only way to do it. Just keep doing it until you're an expert. So translating that into then other endeavors, and you're doing great stuff with your real estate, which you just mentioned a little bit, the TV show. I mean, really impressive stuff. Can you talk to the youth about how important it is about really becoming an expert in whatever you do? Because then you can translate it into anything. So whatever you do, be the best at it, and then you can go and do the next thing. So can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, for me, it's all about, you know, when I moved to California, it's all about skateboarding, right? That's all I did every day, skate film, skate contest, travel. And then as I got older, I got into other hobbies, I guess you could say. I started snowboarding more. I started mountain biking. I got sponsored by Harley Davidson. I started building motorcycle parts, signature parts in the motorcycle industry with brands that work with Harley Davidson. Then I got into real estate, and now, you know, I'm a part owner with 4 restaurants here in Orange County called Sessions West Coast Deli. So I started investing into restaurants. And then from there, you know, I was just wanted to create something really cool that became a documentary. And now it's on Apple TV. It's on Amazon. It's called One Way Ticket. So it all started there, where I kind of shared my life story of that kid that dropped out of high school, moved to Southern California, went after skateboarding, and then went after all these other different, I guess you could say, industries, and trying to do the best I can at all of it, I guess. By no means am I the best skateboarder. By no means am I the best, you know, rider on the motorcycle or investor. Just, you know, I just learn every single day, and I try to push myself to that next level. And I ask a lot of questions. I learn a lot from people that are older than me. You know, like David, I've known him for years, and we've done podcasts together. I've learned so much from him, and just so grateful to know him as a good buddy of mine, and him bringing me on shows like this to meet awesome people like you guys. And you know, it's one of those things. You know, it's hard to be the best at your craft, but it's great to just learn every single day and learn from people that are older than you and learn from your own mistakes. You know, I think that's like the biggest thing. No, you're never gonna be the best, I guess you can say, at anything. There's always room to improve and get better. But you know, doing what you love to do and having fun doing it, and then when you're making money doing that, trying to make the best investments you can. So when you can't skateboard anymore, you can't do those things because your body just can't withstand it being, you know, 50 or 60 years old, you have these investments that you can rely on that can help bring in that passive income. And that's kind of how I looked at it, you know, because I didn't graduate high school. I just moved out here with a passion just to be a pro skateboarder. And then as I got older, you know, it was just like, okay, cool. I need to start investing my money and being smart with it, not blowing it on cars and, you know, stuff like jewelry or whatnot. And I think David kind of was one of the people too that kind of like mentioned it to me, like, you got to invest, you know, you got to invest for your future. So
amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Leah, bring us home.
Yes. Greg, it's so good to see you, my friend, and congratulations on your new show. And I just love the title of One Way Ticket. I think that's really the path when somebody decides to really go all in on their dreams, is it really is a one-way ticket. And what I've seen in just hearing you in your journey is that you didn't skip the steps in order to get to where you are today. And I think when I look at a lot of people that I'm mentoring, a lot of people will try to get to the place that they will be at in 5 to 10 years without missing the those steps. And the foundation that you built at the beginning in your career, and then going back to teach that skill set and how you take your passion, but also bridge it and cross-pollinate in business. I would love to hear from you. What was the moment that you recognized within yourself, like, these were all the things that I wish I had that I want to share with the next generation?
You know, it really comes down to, for many years, I had an agent that represented me and would bring me a lot of sponsorship deals. And then, you know, he brought me so many big deals, K-Swiss and Toyota and all these big deals. And then eventually we just ran out of companies, or he ran out of like resources of like, dude, I've already like kind of, you know, after 8 years of representing you, like there's no more brands that I think I can bring you. And I think you're at a point where you can just represent yourself. So I learned how to like build my own PDF pitch decks, and like learn how to reach out to brands. And then from there, I started being my own manager. So something that I'm working on right now that I think is super cool and important is a course that I'm working on that basically is teaching the next generation how to reach out to brands, how to present yourself correctly, how to set up Zoom meetings, how to negotiate deals, what should be in those contracts, and actually being your own manager or agent. Because a lot of skateboarders think like, oh, if I just win X Games and then if I get the right manager, then they're going to get me the right deals. And at a point in my career, it was like that. But nowadays, because of social media, you can just reach out to these brands yourself. So it's more about now just present yourself correctly. And for me to be able to teach that with this course that I'm building, it's basically be your own manager course, you know, so you can reach out to brands and get your own deals. And you don't need a manager, and you can be your own agent. And I think that's something that's really important. I'll be able to help a lot of, you know, upcoming skateboarders how to get that done and for them to get those sponsors and succeed with those companies to fulfill their dreams, you know?
Greg Lutzka, giving back is so much fun for me to see on my mission of empowering others to empower others. Great leaders like Greg Lutzka, exceptional athletes, entrepreneurs, speakers, and of course, executive producer of great TV as well. He is an incredible friend of the show. Greg, thanks for joining us on season 10 of Office Hours.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. Good seeing everyone. Much love. Greg.
See you at home, bro. Awesome. All right. This is the exceptional episode of Office Hours.